Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel defends the national motto, In God We Trust. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this important situation. And Matt, this is in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The Allegheny County Council received a threatening email from the radical anti-Christian organization Freedom From Religion Foundation, threatening that this proposed display of the national motto is unconstitutional and that they will be sued if they do so. Liberty Counsel has gotten involved. We sent a letter correcting the misinformation from Freedom From Religion, and we will resist the Freedom From Religion Foundation everywhere they raise their ugly specter.
Yeah, well, the national motto, of course, is In God We Trust. It's printed on our currency. It's printed on our money. You know, with this one, Matt, it's hard to tell where the anti-Christian bigotry begins and just the inanity ends. It's just silliness. This is pure silliness to somehow suggest that In God We Trust, first of all, is unconstitutional. But to say that it's unconstitutional to display our national motto, it doesn't even track with common sense. But no. When did anti-Christian liberalism ever track with common sense?
Well, and that's the problem with this Freedom From Religion Foundation. They send these letters and they will cite a case making it look like it's some legal authority, when in fact they actually ignore all the other legal authorities that are directly on point. And in this particular email, they suggested that the national motto is unconstitutional,
yeah,
that it's unconstitutional. What they also failed, however, to state is that the Freedom From Religion Foundation filed a lawsuit against the national motto, and it went before what's called the 10th Circuit Federal Court of Appeals in the case of Gaylor versus United States. And this is Annie Gaylor. This is the co-founder of Freedom From Religion. And the Federal Court of Appeals ruled against the Freedom From Religion Foundation, upheld the national motto. Now, did they cite that case in their email? No. They asked the U.S. Supreme Court to take the case, and the Supreme Court refused. And also, what they also refused to display or present in their letter is that in 2014, the Supreme Court upheld public prayer before legislative meetings as, quote, part of our heritage and tradition, close quote, in the case of Town of Greece versus Galloway, again, over the Freedom From Religion's Foundation's objection. This is, this is unethical for an attorney to put in writing a position and know that there's other cases that directly are opposed and they completely ignore it.
It's unethical. It's intentionally deceptive, Matt, to lift something completely out of context when the absolute reverse happens to be true. To lift something completely out of context and to use that in a disingenuous way to try to influence something dishonestly. You know, my friend Hank Hanegraaff, he says oftentimes, he says, text without context is pretext. And I'm paraphrasing, but I love that idea, because they're taking some text out of context as a pretext to push their radical anti-Christian agenda.
That's right, and they do that all the time. So what happened in this particular case is they gave a misrepresentation as to the case law. In fact, it's very much to the contrary. Freedom From Religion Foundation, as I said, lost a case involving the national motto, and they also lost their argument in the case of Town of Greece, where they wanted no one to be able to have any prayer before a county council. The Supreme Court rejected that, and there's been no case ever in the country that's found In God We Trust unconstitutional. It's absolutely to the contrary. Every single case that's ever considered In God We Trust or even mentioned In God We Trust as part of another issue have either directly or indirectly said that it is constitutional. In fact, it's part of our currency. For them to say that to display this, they would feel like second-class citizens, my response is, do they feel like second-class citizens when they pull the money out of their wallet or their purse? There is no other phrase like that that mentions God that people carry on their person. I mean, it's one thing to have "In God We Trust" on a wall, but it's another thing every time you transact money, it is part of your transaction.
Yeah.
Every place you go, it's going to be in your wallet or in your purse, "In God We Trust." And if that is not unconstitutional, then how in the world would it be unconstitutional when you display it on a wall?
You know, I'm gonna make a call right now for the Freedom From Religion Foundation to show some integrity here. You know, I go to their website, I read their silly press releases that they send out from time to time, and their fundraising letters and their pleas for money so that they can fight for secularism and against those horrible Christians. Let's see the Freedom From Religion Foundation stand on principle here now and reject anything that comes their way that has "In God We Trust" written on it. I'd like to see them reject the thousands of dollars that secularists send their way in order to fight the evil fight that they are fighting. Something tells me they're probably okay with "In God We Trust" when it's written in white plastered over green currency.
Well, if they don't want to receive the cash contributions that people send them because they're offended by "In God We Trust," they can also send it to Liberty Council.
Yeah.
We have no problem with the national motto. And, you know, the national motto has been part of America's national motto for many, many decades. But even before it was absolutely adopted as the national motto, "In God We Trust" was something that was used by our founders and much of our heritage in the United States. And so that's why it became part of the national motto, because it was something that was part of what we believed in. And you go back, in fact, to the creation of the seal. Jefferson and Franklin and others, they ended up proposing an original seal. It was changed to what we have now, but that original seal was a picture of Moses leading his people through the Red Sea. And it was very, very scriptural. That was something that Jefferson absolutely proposed, and Franklin proposed, and others proposed. You know, the national motto, I was talking to a media person, in responding to their argument, or not their argument, but an argument by Freedom From Religion Foundation, that it makes them feel like second-class citizens. I said, well, look at Florida, for example. Florida and its motto for the state of Florida has "In God We Trust." It's the same motto as the national motto, and as part of the Florida seal, "In God We Trust." Every place in Florida, every government building, every courthouse has the motto "In God We Trust" in it. That has been there since the founding of Florida. No one has suggested that it's unconstitutional. It's absolutely ludicrous. But what we find, Matt, are these organizations that literally want to erase our foundations and undermine our history and heritage.
Well, that's right. And the Freedom From Religion Foundation is no different than some of their bigger partners and in arms, comrades in arms, like the American Civil Liberties Union, which Liberty Council fights in court on a regular basis. They are trying. They're historical revisionists. They hate our nation's Judeo-Christian heritage. They want to wipe that away. They want to reinvent, recreate an America in their own secular, humanist, anti-Christian self-image. Liberty Council, I know, isn't going to let them get away with it. And I hope that the American people will stand firm and not let them get away with it either.
Well, I would encourage you to learn more about our nation's history. And one of the books that I recommend people to read is David Barton's book, Original Intent. It's a fascinating book regarding the quotes and original sources from the founders on a lot of different issues. I think you will find it fascinating. You can call Liberty Council at 800-671-1776 or go to Liberty Council's website at lc.org and order the book, Original Intent. That and other resources are available at Liberty Council's website. Continue to support Liberty Council as we continue to fight for our faith and freedom. Again, you can go to lc.org for more information on our heritage and our history. That is what makes America great. That's what makes America different. There are secularist forces like the Freedom From Religion Foundation, or I would say not just secularist, in their case, anti-Christian organizations, that want to eliminate all of our foundational history and heritage because they don't like it. And if we ultimately move away from that heritage and history, we lose our American exceptionalism. That's what makes America great. That's what makes America different. We are a melting pot of a lot of different people, but we come together because of our Judeo-Christian shared values, and that is what ultimately makes America great. Our Declaration of Independence clearly acknowledges that we are a nation that believes in a creator. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. Pray for the Ministry of Liberty Council. You can order our Patriots Handbook series right there on the website and David Barton's book, Original Intent.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.